Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Steph's in Cuyahoga Falls. Hey, Stephanie, how are you?
Good, how are you?
We're doing well. We're glad you're playing the game. You know how to play the game. We talked a little bit off the air. You've played once before. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Trump 2, we brought to you by Apex Skin. Ask Jen to leave the room. That is how you start the game.
Jen, could you please leave the room?
Yes, I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Stephanie. I'll be playing Fruit Merger.
Good luck to you.
Wish you luck! Oh
my God. Dumbest games you get addicted to. Fruit merger game. Blame it on producer Stevie. She has the dumbest games on her phone. We download them, and then we are just hooked for an hour playing, trying to merge these fruits. All right. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce themed questions this hour and also next hour. We begin with question number one. Good luck to you, Steph. Which tour was Taylor Swift on when her relationship with Travis Kelce went public?
The Eras Tour.
All right. We go to question number two. So if you remember, Travis Kelce initially tried to give Taylor Swift something at her concert that went viral. What was it?
A friendship bracelet.
As we move to question number three, how many Super Bowl rings does Travis Kelce have with the Kansas City Chiefs?
Three.
All right, let's go with three as the answer for question number three as we move to question number four. So Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, they're officially engaged. For anybody that doesn't know, that's why we're doing this hour, next hour. They shared photos of the garden proposal on Instagram saying your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married. By the way, it turns out the proposal took place after recording which podcast that is hosted by Travis and his brother, Jason?
New Heights.
All right, as we move to question number five, Taylor Swift once appeared as a character Haley Jones in what popular TV crime drama?
Law and Order.
Okay, we'll go with Law and Order SVU for that one. You answered four of five correctly.
Ooh, good job!
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're going to ask Jen the same five questions, beginning with question number one. As I mentioned earlier, if you just joined the show, this hour, also next hour, all questions Taylor Swift and also Travis Kelce related because, well, yesterday was a big day. We begin with question number one. Which tour was Taylor Swift on when her relationship with Travis Kelce went public?
The Eras Tour.
That, of course, was the Eras Tour. As we move to question number two, if you remember, Travis Kelce initially tried to give Taylor Swift something at her concert and it went viral. What was that item?
A friendship bracelet.
It was a friendship bracelet. I think technically had his number on it. Did it technically have his phone number on it, or am I making that up?
Oh, yeah, I feel that sounds right.
Bracelet is fine,
but if I remember correctly,
I think it had his phone number on it. Maybe it didn't. I'm wrong. We move to question number three. How many Super Bowl rings does Travis Kelce have with those Kansas City Chiefs?
I don't know. Three.
It is three.
Oh, how about
you
that?
You do know.
Apparently.
As we move to question number four, obviously, Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, they are officially engaged. Big news yesterday. We've talked about it on the show quite a bit. They shared photos in the garden proposal on Instagram saying, and I quote, your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married, end quote.
I love it.
Turns out the proposal took place after recording which podcast hosted
by Travis and his brother, Jason.
The New Heights podcast.
Of course, that would be the New Heights podcast. You have all four questions correct up to this point. If you get this correct, you win. If not, you love that tiebreaker.
I hate it so much.
Question number five. Taylor Swift once appeared as a character Haley Jones in what popular TV crime drama?
Law and Order. Law and Order SVU. CSI.
It was CSI.
Was it CSI?
It was CSI. Ah!
I was thinking Law and Order because she loves
crime scene investigation. Olivia Benson. She does, right, absolutely. Shoot. That was a great guess, but it was a tie. So we're tied at four.
Neat.
We've had like three tiebreakers this week.
That is
three,
so
four,
fun.
Something like that.
So fun.
All right,
love
so here's
it.
How the tiebreaker works. You probably both know this by now, but we'll mention it for anybody listening. We're looking for the closest number without going over. Closest to the actual number without going over. The timer is involved, so Stephanie of Cuyahoga Falls is answering within the allotted time. Jen is writing down her answer to keep this fair. I will go back to, well, really any question, because it is Taylor Swift related and also Travis Kelce related, specifically Taylor Swift related. I want to know how many total number of Grammy nominations
oh my God.
Does Taylor Swift have? How many? What is the total number of Grammy nominations for Taylor Swift? Remember, closest to that number without going over is the winner. Here's your timer.
That's tough.
I'd say 27.
Oh,
27.
My gosh. I said 28.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Her actual total of nominations, 52.
Wow. That's a lot.
It's 14. I forget the total number of Grammy wins. She has 52 Grammy nominations, which is an unbelievable total. It goes to a tiebreaker. This one goes to Jen.
Oh, but Stephanie, we were both thinking the same thing. Yep. We were so close. That was really, really a great round.
Well, that's a big guess. You just don't want to go over. 27, right. 28 is an unbelievable amount of nominations. It's just Taylor Swift, and she's been dominant. All right, Steph, thank you so much for listening. You did a great job. You got 4 out of 5. You took Jen to a tiebreaker, but you know what you need to say.
I'm Stephanie from Cuyahoga Falls, and I did not trump Chewy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
We've got to get a video of that. You have to tell me. Barb. We got to get a video of that. It's so intense.
Sorry about that, Barb. I apologize. It's all about you. It's all about you.
That was awesome.
All right, Barb. Have you played the game before?
No, I have not.
Oh, first time player. Okay, well, this will be your first time, but you start the game by asking Jen to leave the room, so go right ahead.
Jen, would you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Barb.
Thank you.
All right, so she's leaving the room. Just to remind you how the game works. She's in the hallway. The door has shut, so obviously she does not participate in this part of the game. As you know, I will ask you 5 questions. These are Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce related. There is a timer involved, so you answer the question within the timer. That's what your job is. You'll do your best, and we are all rooting for you. When you are done, I will play a quick song so I can grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back in to let her know it's her turn to answer the same 5 questions, and she will do the exact same thing that you do. If there's a tie, we go to a tiebreaker question. If you win outright, that's great. You get qualify for the grand prize and get all sorts of goodies. If you lose, hopefully you try again, but we are all rooting for you, Barb. Let's begin with question number 1. Taylor Swift themed question. So Taylor Swift's fan base is famously called what?
Swifties.
All right. Question number two. So you did great with your first question ever. Very well done. All right. My question to you, what position does Travis Kelce play in football?
Tight end.
All right. Let's go with question number three. What is Taylor Swift's middle name?
Let's go with Ann.
Okay, let's go with Ann. I'm glad you guessed within the timer. We're going to move to question number four. So Travis Kelce appeared in a cameo role on what popular comedy sketch show back in 2023 alongside his brother, Jason?
SNL.
All right, let's go with question number five. So Taylor Swift won her first Grammy Award for Best Female Country Vocal Performance with which song?
Let's go with Red.
Let's go with Red for the answer for question number five. We're going to see how you did. And then Jen answers those same five questions in 3.5 minutes. Barb's in Berea. You know who else calls Berea home?
Who's that, Tim?
Star 102, Cleveland's field.
What's most astonishing is that you can speak after you do that. Like, it sounds it hurts your throat. Does it?
No.
No.
I mean, it could be. It's fresh now, especially mid-season. The voice is, I should watch it a little bit.
It is fresh.
Everything's good until I text our boss, Chase, a little bit later on. I say, Chase, I don't know what I did. You yelled on the air, you dummy.
Good thing you don't live in Berea.
Oh, can you imagine that? I'm barking all over the place.
People would know you as the barking guy.
Tim's out there again. So this is brought to you by Apex Skin. Barb, you answered three correctly today.
Nice, Barb. Oh, wow.
Three. Ooh. First time ever playing, you got three correctly. These are Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift three questions. Very, very well done. We're going to ask Jen those same five questions. Let's begin with question number one because that makes sense. Taylor Swift's fan base is famously called what?
Swifties.
Of course. They are called Swifties as we move to question number two. What position does Travis Kelce play in football?
A tight end.
I just want to go on record as saying that I have not written an offense or defense question, so I should get some props.
I am very nervous about that.
Okay, well, you know, we got three questions to go. Question number three. What is Taylor Swift's middle name?
Allison.
Oh, it is Allison. Mix it an offense or defense question. Question number four. Travis Kelce appeared in a cameo role on what popular comedy sketch show in 2023 alongside his brother, Jason?
Saturday Night Live.
It was Saturday Night Live. We move to question number five, obviously celebrating Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce as they are engaged. So Taylor Swift won her first Grammy Award for Best Female Country Vocal Performance with which song?
You Belong With Me. Our song. Tim McGraw.
I would have get Tim McGraw's a great guess.
Should have said no.
White Horse.
Oh, really?
Yes. Ooh. First one and a few off the album as well. So we have final totals. Jen with four. And we have Barb of Berea with three.
Oh, Barb. That was a good battle, especially for your first time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, way to go.
And you live in the home of the... No, I'm going to stop there.
Oh, my.
All right, Barb, we love you. Thank you for playing. Thank you for listening to the show. We really, really do appreciate that. But you know
love
what you need
guys.
To say. We love you back. Thank you for saying that. That means a lot to us. You know what you need to say, Barb.
I did not... This is Barb in Berea, and I... Don't start barking, and I did not trump to...
Can you give me a little bark? Can I get a little bark?
Oof.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year, Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.